In March of 2010, then Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi famously said that Congress would first have to pass the health care law to find out what's in the bill. Soon after the passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare, it was discovered that Health and Human Services has the authority to grant waivers to certain businesses who cannot endure the costs of the new law. Given the confusion surrounding the new regulations, a number of Republicans in Congress, including Representative Tim Huelskamp of Kansas, turned to Health and Human Services for answers.
Back on June 2nd, 31 of my colleagues and I sent a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asking for full disclosure of this waiver process, which is one of those things they found in the health care law after it passed. We requested a response 2 weeks later, and what response did we receive so far? None. And that's a concern.
Because the new healthcare law outlaws annual limit health insurance plans, low-wage employers who provide these mini-med plans have been applying for waivers in order to meet the new requirements. Healthcare expert Ed Haselmeyer of the Heritage Foundation believes the new rules will force many employers to eventually drop health coverage completely for their workers.
These are generally situations where the workers in question are very low wage, and it's just not economical to offer a comprehensive policy. And so you're thinking, you know, restaurants, maybe nursing home aides. And the implications are that, okay, well, they can get these waivers until 2014. But come 2014, those employers are going to have to either provide the full benefit package, which is going to be very expensive, or they're going to be fined, in which case, you know, they can drop the coverage, but they pay a fine.
To date, over 1,400 mini-med waivers have been issued, and according to a study by the Government Accountability Office, Health and Human Services only granted waivers to businesses that would have seen a premium increase of 10% or more in their plans. Because the waivers expire in 2014, Haselmeyer fears that the waiver recipients will see astronomical cost increases.
Roughly, I calculate for those firms, their company in 2014 has to provide a full benefit package. That's the equivalent of a 30 to 50% hike in compensation. If instead they dump them into the exchange and they get subsidized, okay, that individual will get a coverage, they'll get subsidized, but the employer will have to pay a fine, and that's going to be equivalent to about 10 to 15%.
In recent months, the mini-med waivers have come under immense scrutiny after it was reported by the Daily Caller that 20% of all waivers granted in the month of April went to businesses in Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco district. This news prompted many to question whether or not granting of waivers is a form of political favoritism, which Congressman Huelskamp believes to be the case.
It's certainly a function of crony capitalism, as it's often put, and we have requested specifically why those were received in that district. That's not an accident, and it certainly looks like, and it must be political favoritism. If I was the Obama administration and was being accused of favoritism and could show otherwise, I'd be certain to say, hey, no, this is how we granted them. They refused to provide that information.
The fact that so many waivers were granted in Nancy Pelosi's district leaves San Francisco restaurant owner Bob Larive especially skeptical of the health care bill and the Congresswoman's influence on the waiver process.
She knows this program is a disaster. She knows that Obamacare is a disaster. And she probably encouraged some of her friends in the restaurants and other businesses out here to go ahead and apply for a waiver and then under the table push those through.
Favoritism also seems clear to Sally Zelikowski, the leader of the San Francisco Tea Party and Bay Area Patriots. She says her members are suspicious of the process.
I would say that almost exclusively the sentiment among Tea Partiers in the Bay Area is they are not happy about the waivers. It's not that they're opposed to people having waivers from the Obamacare. They sort of think we all should have the waiver. They don't think it should have been passed to begin with. But there seems to be some kind of favoritism, I think, and that doesn't sit well with people. You don't want that kind of favoritism from any administration.
While many observers suspect political cronyism, Haselmeyer has a different explanation for the influx of waivers in the San Francisco district.
So in the case of something like San Francisco, when you look at the plans that got these waivers, that's not all that surprising. And in terms of the question of, well, is there a concentration of them in one particular area, I don't know, but I suspect that there's probably a legitimate explanation, the most likely being that if you were to dig into it, you'd probably find that all those businesses that applied for and got the waivers probably used the same benefits consultant or insurance agent.
But no matter what the processes might be for the new healthcare law, many seem to agree that the legislation is sure to shake up businesses and their ability to provide insurance coverage for their employees. A June 2011 McKinsey & Company survey found that 30% of employers would stop offering health insurance coverage once the provisions of Obamacare begin in 2014. Larive has grave concerns for the future of small businesses because of the regulatory uncertainty surrounding the law.
All of this uncertainty definitely hinders all of us here in San Francisco and other places. Businesses out there are sitting on trillions of dollars in cash right now, primarily because we don't have any idea what's coming down the pike from the Obama administration right now. So, yeah, among other things, it's the health care issue that's got everybody sitting on their hands right now. You know, we don't know what it's going to cost us to hire a new employee. We don't know what it's going to cost us to fulfill all these obligations that are out there right now, because we don't know what they are.
As of September 22nd, Health and Human Services will no longer be accepting applications for the waivers. Efforts have been underway by many congressional Republicans to defund or repeal Obamacare. And the final say in all of this may come from the voters next year. I'm Lauren Sirocco of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.